good morning, everybody. 8:16 on this Memorial Day weekend. It's the buzzer beater here on AM 1340 KXCO. Matt Pilger, Michael Doherty.
Yeah, very shortened edition. It's a holiday, but we certainly want to give a shout out to all those the veterans and those people who have given their lives to serve this country. But we did want to give a very quick update. There's some state baseball to talk about, state track to talk about, so we'll get to that here real quick.
Absolutely. We're going to start off with state baseball. Of course, we did the Community R6 baseball game in Ladonia the other night. A lot of people out there for that, and Community Trojans did not disappoint. They punched their ticket to the Final Four the first time in quite some time, I believe 2010, if I'm not mistaken. It's been quite a few years.
It's been a while. It absolutely has. Congratulations to them. Fulton has also punched their ticket. The Hornets beat St. Charles West 12-9, and South Callaway is also going. So a couple of teams from Callaway County headed to Springfield. Those games are actually Wednesday and Thursday. And South Callaway, I can't remember who they beat off the top of my head to get in. But congratulations. You know what? It's a big deal to get to the Final Four and to have, you know, really four area teams. Salisbury is going to be there. Boonville almost got there. They got beat in the Elite Eight. So congratulations to all those teams. It's a nice way to end the baseball season. And of course, R6, we're going to be doing that game coming up live here on KXEO Monday at 1. And then depending on what they, I mean, we'll have the second game, whether they're playing for first or for third, but we'll have that game one way or another on Tuesday.
I talked to Joel Credo, the coach, yesterday. He said when they win, they'll be playing on
there
Tuesday at 1
in
the afternoon.
Like it. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it was South Callaway who beat Ellsbury 6-5. They're going to take on Portageville Wednesday morning at 10. Fulton Hornets get to play the 26-3 John Burroughs team. They are the highest ranked team in Class 4 that has left.
Yeah.
So Walker Goring will have to have another tremendous performance on the mound.
He's been kind of their all-star, not only on the mound, but also at the plate. And you know what? We'll see if he can do it again. Meanwhile, you know, those R6 Trojans, they had a heck of a night the other night. Matter of fact, here's the final call.
The 0-1 pitch to Caldwell is hit to the shortstop, takes it, throws it to first, and he got him!
Gavin Allen throws him out.
Ball game! Community R6 wins it 9-4, and they're going to Springfield.
We're going to be bringing you that game at 1 o'clock. The community support for that baseball has been just outstanding, and thank you to all the sponsors who are making that possible. We also want to give you an update this morning on Mexico track. They competed in day one of the state track meet in Jefferson City yesterday. Senior Anthony Shivers finished in 14th place in the 100. He had a time of 11.1 seconds. It was Tyler Grimes putting up a personal best of 1.57.1 in the 800. And this morning, it's not too far away. In about an hour, a little under an hour, it's going to be Morgan Grubb competing in the pole vault in day two of that state track meet. So the best of luck to Morgan as he competes this morning. We did want to touch on St. Louis Cardinals baseball just a little bit. Last night they rolled into Cleveland. It was kind of a rough performance for starting pitcher Matthew Liberatore. As a matter of fact, it was the fifth inning that did him in. He ended up giving up four runs there. Cardinals lose that one 4-3. They have climbed out of the cellar over in the National League Central. They are now, as a matter of fact, they jumped over the Cincinnati Reds. So they are five games out. Milwaukee Brewers still sitting in first place. As we said, this is going to be a very shortened edition of the buzzer beater this morning. We will catch you from Springfield for a Sports Extra on KXEO on Monday afternoon. Pre-game, we believe, will start right around 12:40, 12:45, so stay tuned for that. And it will be streaming on KXEO.com as the Community R6 Trojans baseball team gets set to go for a state championship. Stay tuned for that, and have a great Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO.